Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Very happy right now to be joined by Monica Brady. She is the co-owner of The Dub. We talked about this bar a couple of weeks ago. They are a sports bar that prioritizes women's sports. Monica, happy to have you join us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's start with this. For people who are hearing about this for the first time, how would you describe your restaurant to them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are, as you said, a sports bar that prioritizes women's sports. We are a full bar restaurant that looks to really highlight and showcase women athletes in a way they haven't been before, which is really on the TVs in establishments like a sports bar, and really prioritize those games.
What made you want to get into this? You know, I would say that this is a niche thing. This is certainly not your traditional sports bar. What made you want to get into this?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, luckily there are many that have come before us around the country, but really my motivation was exactly, you know, what we're promoting, which is I want to go to a bar. I want to have a decent cocktail or a decent glass of wine or even a beer sometimes. And I want to be able to watch a women's game. And we just weren't having that experience going out around town, and I'm not from here originally, but you know, even in my hometown, that was the experience. It was hard to get a game on that I wanted to watch, you know, it wasn't even known, or it was being put on in a very small TV. You know, and we think that both women and men's sports can coexist together in the same bar, so that's why we're here.
So we talked about this, and a lot of people pointed out that this model has been successful in other markets. Portland was one that I saw that they've done very, very well with this. What have you seen, I guess, with this idea, concept? What have you seen with this in other markets?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in other markets, this has been wildly successful. Seattle, Portland being the OG, Seattle's been wildly successful. I mean, right now there is a women's focused sports bar in 17 states. You know, we're creeping up on about 24 of them around the country. So it's a growing market. It's the fans are very excited about it, and we've seen that so far. We've only been open almost 4 weeks here in Kansas City, and we've seen the energy just exponentially high, you know, and every day we've been open.
Right now we're talking to Monica Brady. She is the co-owner of The Dub. It is a sports bar that prioritizes women's sports. How key have the current played in all of this? It is a very unique situation. The fact that they have a venue that is specifically designed for women's sports, it is the first of its kind around the world. How instrumental, how key have they been in this process?
Yeah, you know, the CPKC and the KC Current were part of the catalyst to why I wanted to open The Dub in the beginning. You know, this process took about a year and a half. And so as we were just starting, CPKC was opening. So it's been a huge impact on us, on our fans, on, you know, what we've centered our mission around. And it was heartbreaking that they lost the playoff game on Sunday, but they had an incredible season, one for the record books, and we just can't wait to continue to support them and the fans when the season starts up again in a few short months in March.
So this was what we talked about on the show is, you know, sports bars, for the most part, they kind of run around football. Hey, let's get some wings. Let's watch the game. You guys prioritize women's sports. I imagine there's some football played here. How do you guys handle that with Thursday night football, Sunday, Monday? How do you guys handle those situations?
Yeah, I mean, we are huge football fans, always have been, college, pro, all the way up, you know, and we want football on our TVs just as much as we want women's sports, because we believe that everything can exist together. You know, we are about championing women athletes and the sports that they play just as much as we are about men's. There's just not a space in town where you can go to knowing that you're going to get women's sports on the television. So we will always promote women's sports first, but we will always support our hometown teams and even our, you know, football as a greater sport. It's important to us that both can coexist together. We believe that women and men athletes should be on the same playing field. So let's put them both on the TV.
That makes a lot of sense. So you're saying is, let's say on Sunday I want to come in, I can watch Chiefs Broncos, and I can also watch a women's college basketball at the same time.
That's exactly right. We will have a Chiefs Broncos game on in every room. We have three rooms right now. Hopefully the weather's nice enough. We'll put it on the patio as well, and everyone can enjoy both things together.
Monica, right now, take about 60 seconds. I want you to tell people why they should come to the Dub and tell people where it is.
Yeah, the Dub is in downtown Casey Moe at 9th and Baltimore, just off of Main Street. You can take the streetcar down here and walk 1.5 blocks to get to us. And you should come to the Dub because we are promoting women's sports, and we're promoting the sports bar atmosphere in a different way. We're turning it on its head a little bit. You know, you can get a great craft cocktail, a great glass of wine, a great local craft beer, and enjoy your sports with a great crew of staff, and an even better community that's building up around the Dub. You know, we've got a great community of regulars already, and to become part of this movement with us is what we're all about. We want that community to grow, and we look forward to seeing everyone that wants to enjoy our space.
Absolutely, Monica. I'm looking forward to coming down there. I got to find a night where there's like a big-time women's college basketball game, and that's when I plan on coming by. That is Monica Brady.
Absolutely.
That is Monica Brady joining us on the show. She is the co-owner of The Dub. It is a sports bar that prioritizes women's sports. Monica, I want to wish you guys all the success in the world. I'm happy to stop by.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Of course. That is Monica Brady joining us on the show. We talked about their bar a couple of weeks ago. Wanted to have them on. Wanted to learn a little bit more about it. Wanted to give them a little publicity. I certainly plan on stopping by. Rob, are you committed to going down there with me? I mean, we know at some point there's going to be like UConn against South Carolina for a little women's college basketball action. I'm willing to go down there and watch it and check the place out. Are you coming down there with me? Are you committing to this?
Why don't me and you go down there and watch the KUMU women's game down there at the Dub? Now, I don't know if women's team's any good at Mizzou, but KU has a McDonald's All-American. I'll go watch Jahlia Davis at the Dub with you.
I mean, why can't we just actually go to the game? I mean, it's not that far away from
true.
The bar.
That's
we
true.
Can just go to the game if you want to go.
That's,
I'm happy to go watch
true.
Grace Slaughter play. You didn't think I knew that.
You
didn't think I'd catch up with little Mizzou women's basketball. I know all. She went to Green Valley. I know all the. I keep up with the women's hoop action. I want you to know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.